Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and that's our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. It's a 13-and-a-half-year-old website. We founded it when we began broadcasting on the radio in 97, and then in January of 98, we started simulcasting on the Internet, and we've been working to provide you with the best small business content you can find anywhere ever since, and it's all right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. The newsletter, you can subscribe to that, our poll question, all that's right there. The blog, et cetera, check it out, including the body of work that Pam Harper has deposited with us over the years. We have that in her suite on our website. And, of course, she has her own website where you can also find her book, Preventing Strategic Gridlock. Pam, give us your website again, please.
It's businessadvance.com. We have articles on there as well that people might find useful. Also, of course, you can find the book on Amazon.com.
Right.
That's
so check it out. Pamela S. Harper. Pam, in the previous segment, we talked about the strategy, the strategic approach to reinventing yourself. Now let's talk a little bit more about getting it into something that we can hold in our hand, something a little more executable.
Absolutely. So it's important, of course, to be always aware of what's going on out there, but ultimately you have to say, okay, what are we going to do about it?
How do I put the rubber on the road, right?
Exactly. And that's where you start to develop a plan. And a lot of people, I think, say, okay, this is what we're going to do. They come up with goals. Many of us are very familiar with being very measurable and all of this about our goals. But I think that the real issue that I find that people don't do as much of is formulate in their minds, what are the outcomes I'm looking for? A goal in my mind is more of an objective. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at what are the outcomes. In other words, are we going to be able to attract more customers through the Internet?
Are you talking about testing?
I'm not so much talking about testing. I'm saying that, in other words, in order for somebody to have a strong strategy, certainly you have to have goals in place.
Mm-hmm.
But rather than saying, I'm going to do this, I'm going to put an Internet site up,
mm-hmm.
for instance, I'm going to create one, rather than that, have an outcome. We are going to have 20% of our customers coming to us through the Internet. It's a different type of way of looking at
mm-hmm.
things. And the reason for that is when you look at the outcomes, then you start saying, what are all the things that have to be in place for 20% of our customers,
right.
20% of our revenue to come in through the Internet?
Would one of the ways to set those goals be to start asking customers and saying, are you on Facebook? Are you on Twitter? Do you use email? Do you allow businesses to text you? Would that be one way to get a sort of a reading of what customer expectations are?
As a matter of fact, yes. Well, we think alike.
Well, I didn't mean to get ahead of you. I'm just trying to think.
No, I agree with you 100% that before you can ever come up with a strategy, and to say this, is to really understand your customers or your target customers,
mm-hmm.
if you've never actually reached out to a market before. And the best way to do that is to gain information in a variety of ways, through surveys, through
right.
interviews, through focus groups.
Just ask customers.
So
just ask them. They'll tell you.
Well, that's right. But if you've never gone to a target group before, what I'm saying is the world is the limit in a way. So just because you've never approached
mm-hmm.
a particular customer population before doesn't mean that they might not be interested in a new version of what it is that you're offering.
For example, if you asked 20 customers in your business if they use Facebook and all of them say no, then that doesn't mean you don't need a Facebook page. That just means that the people who use Facebook aren't finding you.
Well, that's right. And so, for instance, if you're reaching out to a new demographic, maybe you're reaching out to a younger customer population. They do use Facebook, perhaps.
Right.
You know? So now you need to care about that. But at the same time, you may have other customers that never use the Internet. Believe it or not, I still know a number of people who do not.
Yeah.
So looking at who your customers are, what their needs are, where they're going with this, I think no matter whether they use the Internet or not, they're still
right.
empowered, you know.
Well, but those people, and see, this is how, what I'm saying, Pam, is that as the age of the customer emerges, the age of the seller is waning. So those people who don't use the Internet, they're becoming fewer and fewer, and they're being replaced by more and more people who are using the Internet. And traditional storefront folks, we're not saying that you're going to become obsolete. We're just saying that you've got to have the traditional and the digital in your strategy.
Being aware of who you're trying to reach and how they go about getting what they need.
Right.
And again, looking at stating your strategy or your plan in the matter of saying, what is it that I expect to see as an outcome?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what percentage of my revenue is going to come in this form, say if it is over the Internet?
Right.
What percentage is going to come from bricks and mortar?
Is there anything wrong with saying, I want to be able to create 20% of my business from the Internet? Is there anything wrong with aggressively going after that and wanting that and trying to get that?
Not at all. You just have to be aware that if you've never had any kind of exposure
right.
to the Internet, that there are going to be certain types of competencies, if
right.
you will, that you're going to have to develop.
Right.
And you have to be willing to invest in it.
Exactly. Well said, Pam. Pamela S. Harper, ladies and gentlemen, Preventing Strategic Gridlock is her book. Thank you, Pam, for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Pamela Harper, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.